crypto wealth secret.
This is a secret that people are using to make millions in crypto, yet nobody is talking about it.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Beanpod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
Views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we are going to be revealing a secret that people are using to make millions of dollars in crypto, yet no one is talking about it.
How is nobody talking about this yet? I'll tell you why. Because they haven't figured it out yet, but we have. And we're going to let you know exactly what that secret is in this episode today.
Yeah, for sure. So look, if you follow us on all of our socials, you see we talk about a variety of different coins. We talk about some large caps, say something like BitTensor, right? We talk about mid caps. We talk about small caps. Now, what we're going to talk about in this episode is a way to identify mid caps and large caps that are doing very, very well. Obviously, the risk to reward on large or mid caps is not as high. You know, you're maybe not going to get the 100,000x from a mid cap or a large cap.
No.
But what you can do, and this is the secret, and we will provide you with the project that fits right into this narrative, is that you can find a red hot ecosystem that is usually tied to like a mid cap or large cap, then go through the ecosystem projects and find the best ecosystem project. Usually those are low caps and those things can pump.
And we know this works because we've been doing it with BitTensor. BitTensor has become a top 20 project globally. It is the number one AI project currently. And anything that has attached itself to it has performed very well. You know, you look at AIT, which became a subnet on BitTensor. It skyrocketed into like 500-600% gains. Then you look at OPSEC, you know, Tau Mining and the Cloudverse and what they're bringing to the ecosystem and their official partnership with Tensorge.
Yep.
That thing has gone in a parabolic run, going from like 20 mil, it's like 250 mil market cap now, right? So the trick is to find the ecosystem and then find the projects that are attaching themselves to it.
Yep.
The next hottest AI crypto ecosystem, which is starting to absolutely explode, is OriChain. So let's identify probably one of the best projects within this ecosystem that is set to see explosive growth.
For sure. So before we reveal our absolute top gem pick in the OriChain ecosystem, it's important for you all to understand why OriChain is exploding and why I think OriChain could continue to explode to become honestly like the number two, right up there with BitTensor in terms of AI ecosystems, right? So when you look at what OriChain has been doing, we've been talking about OriChain for a very long time. We interviewed one of the top members of their project on here, but people still don't seem to really understand. OriChain is one of, if not the leading AI native layer one project in crypto. So anyone that wants to build an AI dApp can do it easily on OriChain. Then they have the AI proofs. So they're coming into all this regulation talk around AI. OriChain's already built a product for that, right? Then you look at the partnerships that OriChain has made over the past like 12 months. Who have they partnered with? Oasis Protocol, Injective. They've already been working with Tron, all kinds of things. They got tons of money behind this project. And if you look at what's been going on lately, they've got some pretty exciting news.
So they already have 60 in-house devs working for OriChain.
Wow.
Massive. I think they're the top two in terms of development, what's been occurring behind the scenes, but the lowest market cap amongst all the other AI altcoins. This year, they're opening up to devs from all around the world to start building products. And that's why we're seeing the TVL now do a 10X. So total value locked. Mm-hmm. Money is flowing into the RaiChain ecosystem. The project that we're going to be referring to today, their total value locked has also gone from 300,000 to 4.35 million in a very short period of time.
Yeah.
So it's growing exponentially.
So this is one of the things that we like to look at to find ecosystems and projects that are exploding before the masses do, and that is TVL. Because it's kind of like one of these blockchain metrics. It's like, all right, TVL, total value locked, what does that mean? That means that people are, say, bridging their tokens into the RaiChain ecosystem. Maybe they're downloading OWallet, and they're bridging their whatever their token from Ethereum on MetaMask over into RaiChain on OWallet. And why is that important? Because once money starts flowing into the ecosystem, people can then easily buy the token or get involved with the project, such as the low cap gem that we're going to be revealing within RaiChain.
So you mentioned seamlessly and easily. So this project and RaiChain in general has several massive catalysts that are going to pretty much allow for a massive influx of capital to inflow into this ecosystem.
Yep.
One of which is a MetaMask integration. So, you know, we hold our Arai in the OWallet. Well, people have a hard enough time dealing with MetaMask, let alone figuring out how to operate an OWallet, because it's a completely different interface, right? So what they're doing is they're integrating MetaMask, so you'll now be able to use everything in one wallet, but it'll create an Arai Arai wallet address for you.
Right, okay, yeah.
So easy.
Yeah.
They also have native Bitcoin joining Arai.
This is huge.
This is absolutely huge, because this is Bitcoin interoperability now. So launching the Arai BTC subnetwork to allow direct BTC bridging to IBC, enabling DeFi, and this is important, DeFi and AI opportunities for Bitcoin holders.
Right.
Bro, think about Bitcoin right now and the massive influx of capital we're seeing from all these wealth managers from around the world. Mm. You're telling me that you can now have native Bitcoin on Arai.
Yeah, this is huge.
And the enhancements with AI and DeFi capabilities to Bitcoin holders.
Yeah, I mean, with Bitcoin ETF has put this on the global map, and now you have one of the top AI ecosystems in the world integrating with Bitcoin, allowing all this to flow easily. And the last thing I want to mention before we start talking about this low-cap Arai ecosystem gem is the amount of revenue that Arai Chain has been generating lately. You know, when we started talking about Arai, a lot of criticism on their tokenomics and some about the revenue. They completely fixed the tokenomics.
Yeah, they did.
And the revenue has skyrocketed lately. So based on what we just talked about over the last 5 or so minutes, you can see why we are so massively bullish on Arai chain. And if you look at the chart for the Arai token, it's confirmed. People are aping into Arai. The TVL is going up. So now the time is perfect to look at what we think is by far the top small cap gem altcoin in the RaiChain ecosystem. And the name of it is Orchai. The ticker is OCH.
This is an AI-powered, low-code DeFi management protocol designed to make you big money in crypto trading. You know, they have several different products available for anybody to use. And honestly, you can make like 15% gains like that with some of these protocols that they have available to you to use.
I mean, look at it. Like, DeFi is the backbone of crypto. A lot of these things, you know, obviously there's all kinds of narratives, whether it's gaming or metaverse or whatever, but DeFi trading, decentralized finance, crypto trading, this is what crypto has been built on. So there's so much money in it. And that's, you know, we talked about why Arai chain is so powerful. It's because this is an AI native layer one. So if you want to come in and build a DeFi project, it's so easy to integrate artificial intelligence, algorithms, and machine learning into your DeFi protocol. And that's what Orchai has done. So by using AI, you know, you can do better research, do easier research, snipe better entries, do all kinds of things. There's liquid staking available. And here's the craziest part about Orchai. The market cap is tiny. It's like $4 million at time of recording.
$4 million for an AI DeFi play, the only one on the market that is in one of the fastest growing ecosystems. I like their AI powered portfolio recommendations. Basically, they're using AI to save you time and money. You can execute multiple actions in a single transaction. The way you do that is through creating something known as recipes. So because it's low code, It's just drag and drop.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, I want to execute a trade here, but I want to stake here, unstake here, and execute here.
Yep.
I went and experimented with it earlier today. And it's you're literally just dragging things around. Then they also have pre-made recipes that have been created by, you know, either whether it's been AI created or through other expert DeFi users. And the, you know, they're all generating like 15%, 16% APY.
Yeah.
Like, it's easy.
It's a pretty easy pitch for me. Orchai will save people tons of time and tons of money when trading crypto. They're going to identify the best trades for you. They're going to save you time with research and entries and all this kind of stuff. They estimate that they're looking to save you up to 40% to 50% of usage and gas fees. Multiple chains in one transaction. I mean, and then we talk about liquid staking. We've talked about liquid staking a little bit on this show, but a quick kind of overview of what liquid staking is when you stake your tokens, when it's not liquid staking, the value's locked, right?
Yeah,
so
say
I stake my Orai chain, my Orai token, it's locked. I can't use that Orai to invest in OCH, for example. But with liquid staking, you can use the value of your staked coin to operate within the ecosystem. So OCH is going to be offering liquid staking within the Orai ecosystem, which again is exploding. So this is just another massive use case where people can go to Orchai, stake whatever coin in the Orai chain ecosystem on Orchai, and then continue to use that value that they have, quote unquote, locked within the Orai chain ecosystem. So it's a no-brainer for all these DeFi people to come to Orchai.
Yeah, anybody who's smart, who's into DeFi, and I think that's what explains why the TVL is increasing so quickly. I think there's a lot of smart people piling in and using these strategies to ensure that they're seeing these massive gains.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, it's AI-powered automatic investment strategies with Orchai. Like, it's a no-brainer to me.
Yeah, I mean, so the token utility and tokenomics as well line up for me. So users can harvest revenue from Orchai fees, burning OCH for a share of revenue. The circulating supply is then deflationary because of this mechanism. So again, these are two tick boxes right there. OCH, the actual token, is used to pay for the Orchai DeFi services. So there's token utility right there. And the OCH token is provided as incentive for lending activities and all kinds of things in their AI DeFi ecosystem. So you have good tokenomics, you have good token utility, you have a tiny market cap. I mean, we compare the market cap of Orchai, which is around 4 million, to the market cap of Orai chain itself, which is around like 200 million,
yeah.
Right? This thing is almost a micro cap gem.
Yeah.
AI, DeFi, red hot ecosystem. Let's go.
I've been using, there's a whole bunch of different products within the Orchai ecosystem. I've been using the Bond for bonding tokens.
Right, yeah, I saw you tweet about that.
Yeah, so basically you just provide some USDT and you get a 15% discount. So the tokens were like 220. I'm buying them for, I think it was like $1.90 or something.
Yeah, right.
That's but pretty cool. You lock your tokens up for 7 days and then you get a big bonus at the end. It's like, all right, I'll keep scooping this up. Easy. Yeah.
And here's just like the final kicker on why I love Orchai so much. In crypto, you see a lot of these projects. Okay, they launch the token and they're like, all right, we're going to build this platform. Orchai has been building this platform for over a year now.
Yeah.
They did it in the correct order, the reverse order for most of these quote unquote legit projects. They built a platform first. They acquired users first. They had a proof of concept. They had total value locked. It's a real business. Then they launched the token at a small market cap, right?
Yeah.
So that for me is massive. They're officially backed. They're not just a token in the Orai chain ecosystem.
Yeah, yeah.
They're officially backed by Orai chain, right?
Yes, like, yeah.
The team has helped them along. The team is helping them come to fruition, success. And not only have they confirmed centralized exchange listings in their Telegram, if you read between the lines, the marketing really hasn't even started for these guys.
No, it hasn't.
This is early days for OCH. We personally invested in the pre-sale. We got our community in. I'm sure a lot of you listeners are holding the token already. But look, this thing hasn't even started yet.
No.
It is a tiny microcap project, AI DeFi in one of the hottest AI ecosystems. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, look, if you guys can find a better AI DeFi play that has this type of backing with these type of catalysts and capital inflow that is coming, let us know in the comments because we'll dig into it. But I don't think you'll find one.
Yeah, for sure. This is one of, I would say, one of my top low cap altcoin picks for the remainder of 2024 for the rest of this bull run. I think we're going to see Orai chain do absolute numbers
for sure
as they unveil some of these integrations and stuff that we talked about. And with the rise of Orai chain, we're going to see the rise of the Orai chain ecosystem and the officially backed AI DeFi platform. And that's Orchai.
Yeah. Hey, make sure you guys tune to the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.